Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mary Babers Green, mother of Draymond Green, here on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. We're getting excited for Monday's game against the Cavaliers. Obviously, the rematch means a lot to us. Do you get as excited for games like that? Obviously, it's your son. Knowing what's at stake with these two teams, I mean, do you just kind of feel that pulsating sensation in the days leading up to those type of matchups?
But it don't really get to me until it's playoff time. You know, right now I'm just watching and trying to see, look at the little things that we need to do to get better. You know, it really don't, it's just not so big right now.
One of the things they need to improve upon is closing out games. And your son, Draymond, was noticeably angry Friday night at the end of that game. And he was vocal towards KD about it. What does it say about the Warriors that your son can go off like that, and KD not only takes it, but he all but says, yeah, Draymond was right to put me on blast like that?
I mean, first of all, everyone that plays with Draymond knows Draymond. It wasn't really him going off. It's just a passion. It's love. It's like, come on, dude. You know, we right here. Let's finish this thing. Opposed to doing this little ISO thing and forgetting that we passed the ball. That's the beauty of the Warriors, that passing. And then getting the best shot, not trying to get the first shot, get the best shot. And I think that's all Draymond was really saying.
You know, after the game, Draymond was talking about how he thinks, this was Sunday's game against Sacramento, he thinks Boogie Cousins is the best center in the game. We've kicked that around on the show before. We wanted to get your thoughts. Do you agree? Is Big Boogie the best center in the game?
Yeah, I think I said something about Boogie before. You know, I had tweeted it before Trey actually said it, that Boogie is actually the best center in the game. Boogie just got to get in the game, you know, put his mind in the game. Boogie is actually tough to defend. He's tough.
He's super tough, but some would argue that the best defender of Boogie is Boogie himself. When you see him going over and giving the 1-2-3 to the chair and, you know, slamming his body around and getting his 10th tee, Mary, is he just doing too much in Sacramento?
Yeah, he's doing a little bit too much. I think he's just young, you know, and the fact that he came one and done out of college, it's just someone needs to just grab him and teach them some things. You got to teach these young guys. You know, they come right out from wherever they come from, right into this big old world. That's a big stage. And he just needs some guidance.
Do you think maybe he could benefit from a change of scenery? He's been in Sacramento so long. Maybe just a fresh start somewhere could be beneficial to him.
Maybe, but it's going to take Boogie. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're going to leave yourself and take yourself where with your same self. You got to change first.
Mary Babers Green joining us here on 95.7 The Game, Draymond's mom. Follow her on Twitter at Babers Green. The big news in the NBA since we've spoken was the Cavs getting Kyle Korver. Do you think this is a game changer for the playoffs? And do you think the Warriors need to make a counter move?
I think we do need one more piece, in my opinion. I've been trying to, you know, it's just my opinion, of course. I don't know if Kyle Korver is something we should need to fear. I mean, he's like, it's not like he's been playing like two years ago, Kyle Korver. Then I think we would be threatened. But unless, you know, he can go in there and LeBron can get him to bring some of that dog out of him. But right now, I think the Warriors need to focus on just crashing those boards. We need some defense. You know, we need to crash some boards, get our D together. There's nothing wrong with our offense. We just need to get our D together.
If you were putting your GM hat on then, you said the Warriors need one more piece. What would that piece be, in your opinion? And which player? I know you don't have to obey the tampering laws in the NBA as the mother of a player. So which player would you like the Warriors to go out and grab before the deadline?
I don't know which player. That's what I've been trying to think. Yeah. I don't know because I don't know who's up. But I know we need some more power coming off our bench. You know, we need that one backup piece that not afraid. I think we need they don't have to necessarily be a shooter. We have shooters. We need a player that's just going to go out and grind, you know.
Mary Babers Green with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You know, we're a few days away. The Dubs will be taking on the Miami Heat tonight, but in a few nights, they'll be taking on the Detroit Pistons. Does a little piece of you secretly root for the Pistons when you see them going up against the Warriors?
Nope, not at all.
To hell with the Pistons, then. Let's flush them down the toilet. It's all about the Dubs, right?
Flush them down the toilet when you're talking about them Dubs. Yep, flush them down the toilet.
Mary, one more before we let you know go. Tonight is Andre Iguodala bobblehead night. Are you much of a collector, especially as it pertains to your son? I know he's got a bobblehead. I've got it on my mantle at home, right next to my Steph, next to my Clay. I got my Nate Thurman up there as well. Are you a bobblehead collector?
Yes, I try to get them every game. So tonight I will be running to the arena to get into that family room to get my bobblehead. Yes, I do collect them. If I don't collect them for myself, I get them for other people that love them, you know. So I try my best to get in there every time to get those bobbleheads.
Well, it's first 10,000 fans tonight, Mary, and if you don't get one, I know people with the Warriors. I can get you set up.
Okay.
There it is. Sounds I got good. Connections, Mary.
Such a gentleman.
That's how cool. I do it, Jody.
Mary Babers Green with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Mary, always a pleasure catching up with you. Thank you for your time. We look forward to catching up with you next week.
All righty. See you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.